Today's show is brought to you by Harry's. Get a trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cadcast. Just pay for shipping. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 512. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who thinks that Nintendo's voice chat app is a pretty sweet solution, Wombat.
I do. I use it all the time now.
I know for a fact that you've never used it.
Nope. But I use my phone to talk to people.
That's not true.
I don't even use my phone to talk to people anymore.
But that is a pretty sweet solution for talking to people.
It is the sweetest solution. Like boxing is the sweet science. Mm-hmm. This is the sweet solution.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also Shipwreck.
Sweet. Yeah. I saw that there was chat headsets at Target. There was a big clearance at Target.
Clearance at Target?
Yeah. Imagine that. At my Target, there was a lot of stuff on clearance. And it was primarily like peripherals. And there was a headset for the Switch there, a chat headset. And I gave it a look because I did not understand what it was.
It has a lot of cables.
Probably. But there's some good deals, though. There was like Xbox One controllers for $35.
I bought one and you bought one.
Mm-hmm. They're nice. They're the Arctic One.
Winter camouflage edition.
Winter something. Right. They look nice. I liked the look of it. And for $35, I could always use an extra controller.
Sure. It's an investment.
I just bought one like 2 weeks ago, so I was not in the market.
Boo.
I know.
What'd you get?
Just standard black, but it was $20. So, can't complain.
You get too many of those black ones around, though.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yes, it is. Well, the thing is, it's the only black one I have that has the standard jack, and it has it has the better grip. It's not smooth.
It's not a day one edition.
No, it is not a day one edition. I mean, I do have a blue one also. So I have a blue one and a black one now.
Fantastic.
So, yes. This is very exciting show talk.
Uh-huh. What color controllers do you have?
Yeah. I mean, it is video game related. I guess people can't complain too much.
People don't want
It's not like we're talking about something boring like going to a baseball game.
Right. There's been worse starts to the show.
Yeah. Speaking of baseball games, boring stuff, Cheapy, what did you do?
I went to a baseball game.
Oh, great.
You know, summer's winding down, and I don't know about your kids, but camp has been over for a couple of weeks now.
Yes, that's why I just came back from Zoom Flume.
Right. So I'm going to baseball games.
Doesn't sound like Zoom Flume.
Hey, how was Zoom Flume?
It was a good time. We were only there for 3 days. It wasn't like a long time
for Zoom Flume.
It is. Well, we did 2 days of the water park and the hotel, which was nice. We did a little fishing with pancakes and a net, and
explain that.
So they
this
have
sounds
this
little, pretty outdoorsy.
It is outdoorsy. There's a little pond at this resort, which. Calling it a resort is really overselling the place. At this place.
At this place where you can sleep if you give them money.
Yeah, at this place where you can sleep because I gave them money. They have a little pond. And the pond is loaded with like just random fish. and the owner of the hotel. Yeah, and the owner of the hotel, it was very nice. She's like, you know, we save pancakes. If you throw bread in the water, the fish, you know, they come right to the surface and they go and eat the bread, and you could catch the fish with a net. And I'm like, I'll whatever. And she's like, here's, and she just goes, she comes to her table and she's like, here's a bag of pancakes and here's a net. Go catch some fish. So we went down to the pond and, you know, you don't keep them. You just catch and release. And I only caught one fish with the net, but it was still kind of fun.
How many pancakes did you eat?
I didn't eat any of the old stale pancakes. Thank you very much. I had my own fresh pancakes with my stay, we'll say. But it was cute. It was a cute little place. And who doesn't like a good water park? Who doesn't like to go on water slides? They had like a fancy water slide where once you go down the first tube, you kind of spin around like you're in a drain for a little bit. And ooh, then you go down the second tube.
I like that.
That was kind of cool. That was cool. So, they had, you know, it was a decent little getaway. And now I'm back, and I have to go to work tomorrow, and everything sucks. So how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just hoping they sold, like, t-shirts for the pancake fishing.
Well, they should have, because I got
a fish with a pancake.
I only bought a Zoom Flu mug, because I buy mugs everywhere, but that's it.
I ate a pancake, and then I caught a fish with a pancake.
And then I caught a fish with a pancake. That was like, and that literally is the, like, the strangest thing that happened. Oh, that and that we went to the Buddhist temple. Did you see those pictures?
Yes.
That was bananas. Like, in the middle of the Catskill Mountains is this Buddhist religious complex. And it's open to visitors. It's still, you know, an active site, but it's open to visitors. They, you know, they want you to come and take pictures, and obviously they have donation boxes everywhere. But it was really cool. Like, it's like you're stepping into a whole different, you know, world, just right in the middle of the mountains of New York.
A world where you can't catch fish with pancakes.
No, I don't think that you could catch fish with pancakes there. But they were growing lots of vegetables. So,
excuse me, monk. I have these pancakes with me. Where is your nearest pond or lake?
Do you have a net I could borrow?
Yes, I'm sorry that you took a vow of silence, but I'm sure you understand just by looking at this bag of pancakes and my net, in the other hand, why I'm here.
It's just so obvious. You see somebody walking around with a bag of pancakes and a net.
And yet I caught a fish. You scoff, I caught.
Yeah.
Quite the sportsman.
Right.
I think my wife took a video of it. If you search her Facebook page, you could probably find the video of me catching a fish with a net and a pancake.
Just try leftover omelet next time.
I'm pretty sure that's a show on CMT, by the way.
Cooking with Breakfast?
Yes. Fish, pancake fishing.
Yeah. It's I may want to check out those water slides and pancake fishing.
And pancake fishing.
Yeah.
Speaking of breakfast, have you seen the breakfast shakes that Steak and Shake has now?
I think there's a Steak and Shake, I believe, in Manhattan that's not like a regular Steak and Shake. I don't know. I've never been there. I've been to Steak and Shake in Florida. I know that I like Steak and Shake.
I saw the picture.
There are none on Long Island.
Yeah, luckily, it sounds like. What's in the breakfast shake? Because I saw the picture and you can't really tell.
Well, there's different flavors. You can get the Frosted Flakes shake.
But is it ice cream, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Well, I mean, I'm assuming it's like a Blizzard type of thing where they...
Is it a Blizzard type of thing or a milkshake type of thing?
Well, it's a milkshake, but it has cereal in it. So something's going on here.
Well, is it like cereal milk flavored?
The
picture... The picture showed it having
chunks
cereal in it. Yeah,
it's definitely it's like the just premium a regular shake. You're not supposed to have.
So
it
go
for
to
breakfast.
Steak and so go to Steak and Shake and get one, Ship.
I was at Steak and Shake. I did not get one of the breakfast shakes.
What did you get? Did you get a burger and fries and like?
No, I just got a strawberry banana shake.
Oh, you didn't get a burger?
I just wanted a milkshake.
But they have good burgers.
It wasn't burger time.
Why not get a shake burger?
Ooh, shake burger. That's next.
Yeah, they should go ahead and do that. I just picture people like going to Steak and Shake and getting these breakfast shakes on their way to like work.
I think it's clearly not meant to be had for breakfast, right? It's ice cream.
It's labeled breakfast shake.
Right, but...
I think that's more of a branding thing than a have this for breakfast thing. Like, it's a breakfast in quotes shake. Like, it's got cereal in it, so, you know, we call it our good morning burger.
People are going to eat that for breakfast, then.
Some people will. Are they even open for breakfast?
Yes, they can shake. Yeah, they have breakfast there.
Somebody will get to the bottom of this. Talk to their. Why don't you call up their PR company and find out what their marketing intentions
are? And a decent burger and fries for $4, I think, is what it costs.
Right. So yeah, I was telling you about the fantastic end to our summer here.
You went to a baseball game. How was that?
It was very cheap because the Mets are doing poorly, and it was an afternoon weekday game, so you can get really good seats for $25 in the shade, which is really nice, which I like. I enjoy a good shade. It was a lot of fun, you know. It was like a very casual experience. Not that many people there. The Mets lost, but they kept it close the whole way, and one of their good players got injured. Also, again, so that was very interesting. It's just so convenient to go to a Met game, where, given where we live. I wish I liked the Mets more and liked baseball more, because just to take the train there, it's you don't have to do any driving. It's really couldn't be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Adventureland also.
How was that? I haven't been there in years.
Adventureland is decades. Long Island's premier amusement park, and I use premier very, I don't know.
You've never taken me there when I came.
It's so. Not.
There's not really a roller coaster there.
They have one, but it's so small. It's like fairly new, I think. It's called Turbulence, and it's like a circular, the seats are circular. It's two in the front and two in the back, and the thing spins around. And it does corkscrews, and I don't know if it does a full loop, but it does like a bunch of corkscrews, but the whole thing's over in like 40 seconds, maybe.
I think the best thing, what you would like best about that roller coaster shipwreck is that you could see Target from it.
Ooh.
Right.
That's the best thing about that roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a Target over there.
I saw my car in the Target parking lot while we were on that roller coaster.
Where you parked?
Which is true. Yeah, I did. Because it was crowded there.
Yeah, I bet tis the season.
And I knew I would be going to Target afterwards, so I was like, mm-hmm. Might as well just park in Target now. Mm. And so I got Ty to go on that roller coaster, which was, as he told his mother later in the day, he conquered one of his fears by going on the scary roller coaster. So good times were had by all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much to do there. I mean, it's at Adventureland. The rides there's not that many rides. There's just I can't take
Sabrina goes like once a summer. Camp takes her once a summer. She always has a great time.
Sure.
Like, better the camp takes her.
Yes.
That's
yeah. It just happened to be the weather's been very cool lately and comfortable.
Yeah, we went hiking today.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to all our friends in Houston who are not having good weather.
No, yeah. Stay safe.
Yeah, that's a bad situation.
That is a bad scene, yes. Thank you.
And living in a place called Long Island, we are definitely pay attention to those things. Because the water wombat.
I understand that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What else? How about some show feedback?
Sure. You just ground the show to a halt.
Well,
with that,
I know.
I've
got to say something.
I know we do.
Don't you?
And I agree with you.
Okay.
Is Shipwreck still here?
I'm still here.
Just checking.
I am still here. And
he was.
I hope everybody's doing okay in Houston.
He was giving a moment of silence.
Right. That's what it
was. Gotcha. Sinful Fate has to say, Microsoft really needed a big game like Horizon Zero Dawn to showcase the power of the Xbox One. Fable 4 could have been it.
No, read that again.
Nope.
Go back and read that correctly.
Microsoft really needed a big game like Horizon Zero Dawn to showcase the power of the One X. What did I say?
Xbox One.
Oh, wow. Sure.
No, it's not your fault. We don't blame you.
Yep. Fable 4 could have been it if they didn't close Lionhead and waste so much time on that free-to-play Fable game. I have a 4K HDR TV and the PS4 Pro already, but I see no reason to get the One X. I was about to say it again, because I'm stupid. There just isn't enough new games that will benefit from it. I have no interest in the improvements to the old games I've already played or BC backwards compatible games. So we talked about this last week. Is there a need for the One X? And right now, we don't really see it. I will say this much, though. I was in Best Buy the other day picking up my Yellow Jacket headphones, I think they're called.
Uh-huh.
And I did look at the TVs while I was there, because why not? And I feel like the prices are starting to drop on those 4K HDR TVs.
I'm sure they are.
They're dropping, but it's still difficult to tell whether or not you're getting a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point, but the prices are going in the right direction. So just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It's better than they keep going up.
I would just to talk to this guy's feedback, I guess I agree with him. It would have been nice if Microsoft had a big game like Horizon Zero Dawn, which looks so ridiculously good on PlayStation 4 Pro, and is a great game also. Yeah, that would have been nice to have something like that. And he also brings up a good point about Lionhead. And like, what the hell happened? They had this great epic game, like Skyrim-sized game. Well, not quite, but, you know.
They had a good series where... They had.
It never needed to end, though.
One very good game, one great game, one pretty crappy game. But that happens.
Sure.
And then you come back.
Yeah. You don't make like a free to play. What was it like?
Oh, it was so bad. Fable Legends, was it called?
Player versus everyone. The player versus.
Well,
they had two.
They had two other ones in there too, right? They had
the card
game,
yeah,
and they had the Kinect game,
yeah. Everything went so wrong.
Well, the card game was tied to Fable 3, so that made sense. The first card game, that was like you played that game,
but wasn't there a second card game?
There was a second card game that just came out.
How's that doing?
I don't know. Isn't it like $15? But it's going to be free to play. I don't know how any of this works.
I don't know. It sucks that Fable got reduced to all these small games that... Flavors of the moment, basically, that can be made
cheaply.
They
just don't have the development... Yeah, they just don't have the development house to, like, put somebody on this.
It's such a missed opportunity, though. I mean...
There's still a space there for it. They just have to have a developer to make it.
The money that you put into a game or a series like Fable, which has been around and has a good pedigree, it's more beyond just the cost of making the game. Your return on it is beyond just a game. It's marketing for your whole system. You should be willing to spend and lose some money there just to promote your whole system in general. I mean, and especially... If you're trying to push like the most powerful console, you have a game like this which can take advantage of it.
Think of all the Fable Funko Pops that aren't being sold in Hot Topic right now. No Fable backpacks, none of that.
Nothing.
It's
just it's a missed opportunity. It got like put in this corner of like, oh, we got to make a card game or free to play card game. Oh, just throw Fable on it, or we got to make a Kinect game.
That Fable Legends was just oof.
I don't know. It's oof. Too sad.
I played the beta. It was not good.
Yeah, I remember.
You got the t-shirt.
I did get the t-shirt. Triple Explosive One has to say in reference to games that, you know, were the zeitgeist of their time, although I was talking about mostly post BioShock. A lot of people brought up games that were pre-BioShock, which is still cool. Like Ocarina of Time, GoldenEye, and Perfect Dark were dorm room phenoms in the late 90s. Ocarina of Time and GoldenEye were huge in my apartment when I was in college. And I do think GoldenEye was that was huge. That was everywhere. And that was pre-internet. So it's sort of amazing how many people have memories of that game, you know, in a pre-internet environment.
That's early internet environment.
Early. It's pre-social media. Is that better?
Yeah. Pre-social media.
Pre-social media days. I feel like more modern examples would be the first Batman Arkham game. Then he also says the NBA 2K series, which sure, but that's basketball. But he also brings up Minecraft. And yes, the answer is definitely Minecraft. The fact that I didn't think of that to begin with is kind of crazy. Yes, Minecraft is the biggest video game maybe ever. You could put that in an argument. You can make that argument soundly, and you know, depending upon who you're debating with, might win. Minecraft is huge. It's everywhere. My kids, both of my children play it. My son has a Minecraft backpack. Both my children have Minecraft toys. Minecraft is everywhere. Everything is Minecraft. So Minecraft is the biggest thing on the planet. So. Yeah, I see you're not arguing with me.
Who's going to argue? That's good.
Yeah, that's the answer. So good work. I can't believe we didn't think of that last week.
You figured it out. It's Minecraft. It's right there in front of us all along.
I know, the whole time. We're stupid. All right, what do you got? What are you watching there, Cheapy?
I finished The Defenders. Mrs. Cheapy and I finished The Defenders.
And you what do you think?
What a waste of time. I feel like between getting through Iron Fist and, you know, just to hold out for The Defenders, and nothing really happened. And
wasn't the ending sort of just a big letdown?
It was a total letdown. Like you said last week, I think that the villains are all like pretty uninteresting. They don't really seem like they should be on this TV show. Maybe they don't really seem to fit. I wish Kingpin was back.
Yeah, some sort of threat where it's like not him, and everyone's like, oh shit, I know who that guy is. That's bad news. That's bad news right there. Oh, the Kingpin has teamed up with Diamondback. Oh, we're in trouble now. Oh, what are we going to do? We got to get someone who's fought Kingpin and Diamondback before to stop them, like Luke Cage and Daredevil. And now, see, it sort of makes sense.
Right.
What? They've teamed up with the little Asian lady? Oh, now it's all about to go down. We need someone who's fought her before. Maybe a man with a glowing hand.
Right.
That only glows when it's convenient.
Right. Sigourney Weaver, the guy with the scarf. They're not great villains in this.
Because I couldn't tell you one bad guy's name in that show.
Right.
No good. I have no idea what Sigourney Weaver's character's name was. Other than it's Sigourney Weaver.
Alexandria or something like that.
Yeah, I don't care either. Yeah.
No. I do not recommend The Defenders. I don't know it got too much. It was too much of these superheroes and too many shows.
I like it when they talk to each other, like when they, you know, all this stuff when they're chit-chatting or punching things. But there just wasn't enough of either of those.
Oh, and all the heroes were talking to each other.
Yeah,
the good guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was plenty of people talking to each other. That's for sure.
But never the heroes and never enough.
Yep. No good.
I would have liked to have seen, like, show me something that makes Luke Cage and Danny Rand become best friends.
Sure. Or just even more of them just talking to each other about anything, even if they don't become best friends. But yes, of course, that would have been great.
And yet they don't.
Show me why I'd want to see a Luke Cage and Iron Fist show.
Yeah, exactly. Show me why there's been 40 years of the two of them together punching people. But they couldn't pull that off.
They forgot to do that.
Yeah. Someone forgot to do that. What else are you watching?
We started watching The Tick.
I finished it.
Oh, wow. You're way ahead. You're so fast.
It's 6 half-hour episodes. It's not like it's very long.
Right. I think we've watched, I guess, probably about halfway through then.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty enjoyable. I like this one like better than Defenders so far. It's pretty good. I don't want to spoil anything. But, yeah, it's good. The Tick is, that guy's funny. The guy who plays the Tick is doing a pretty good job.
He's very good. He's very good in the movie Spy also, which I speak very highly of too often.
Mm. Fine, then.
So,
all right.
But
let's move on. CAG shopping news. Did you talk about everything you want to talk about with the Target electronics clearance ship?
Yeah. We worked that in earlier.
Fantastic. But
have you seen this latest news? The second thing that I put on here.
No. I'm going to click on it.
Just announced just an hour or two ago, but from when we're recording this. I am 8-Bit. They're the store that does a lot of those vinyls of game soundtracks, and they've put out a couple limited run games as well. Not limited run as in limited run games, the company, but as in games that have limited runs. They're the ones that did the Rez Infinite physical release. They announced that they are putting out Street Fighter 2 for Super Nintendo.
Right.
The cartridge. They're coming out with it. It's red, or it might be like see-through glow-in-the-dark green.
No, it's Blanca green. Blanca What's wrong green. With you?
It's glow-in-the-dark. Yeah. Glow-in-the-dark Blanca green. They're making 4,500 of the Ryu headband red. And they're making 1,000 of the glow-in-the-dark Blanca green. And it's a crapshoot which one you get if you choose to order one. And it's $100. I don't know.
You don't think there's a big market for that? You don't think they can sell 5,500 of those?
When that game was released, Street Fighter 2 for the Super Nintendo, wasn't it like $85?
Yeah, it was like an $80 game. It was in that range.
So it's not really, I mean, with inflation, it's probably cheaper than it was when it came out originally.
Sure. So is so every video game.
I don't know what you're complaining about.
Is I can't afford to not buy one?
Exactamundo.
Click.
This company does like good work, and it's coming like, I think this is strictly for collectors, obviously.
No.
Because it's coming like with updated packaging and that type of stuff.
Right. It comes with girlfriend repellent.
I just can't pull the trigger on this. It's just such a common game. It
comes with lubricant and tissues.
It comes with this high frequency noise that is always going,
stay away, stay away, stay away.
Only women
can. I'm surrounded by this stuff that you're making fun of.
And somehow you have two children. Oh, that's right. Exactly. You met your wife when she was 8. I forgot.
That doesn't even make sense.
I met her before she knew any better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just struggle.
Is this going to be a thing that's happening now?
You're going to be buying it.
No, I don't think I am. Mm.
Really? I'm surprised.
It's $100. It's just such a... Like, I have this game probably 15 times in this room alone.
This is going to be the one thing that doesn't go on eBay for 4 times the price of what you paid for it?
No, it could very well. It's all speculation on these
you
things.
You don't want in on that action? That hot Street Fighter 2 limited edition action?
After shipping, it's $120.
Damn.
That's almost like paying retail for it when it came out.
Yes.
A legacy cartridge collection.
And there's also, not to be outdone, there is a warning on the page that I'll just read it here. Warning. Use of this reproduction game cartridge, the product, on the SNES gaming hardware may cause the SNES console to overheat or catch fire.
Oh, good.
This the SNES hardware is deemed a vintage collectible. So please exercise extreme caution when using the product and make sure there is fire extinguishment equipment nearby.
What?
I mean, that's just good rules to have in general with anything.
I guess.
I always keep a fire extinguisher nearby.
just whenever.
Just in case. When we got to our hotel room last week, all of the fire, all the smoke detectors had been removed from the ceiling.
Perfect.
I'm like, oh, good times.
Now, here's an idea. What if Nintendo did this? How much money would they make?
Yeah, they'd like, make a lot of money.
If they put out their Nintendo games like this again.
Like Super Mario Land, but with like a different color plastic casing.
Here is a new Super Nintendo cartridge from Nintendo with our old game on it.
Right.
Look, it has Mario right on the label, guys.
And it's $100.
It's $100.
Yeah.
I don't know. They would only make like four of them, so I'm going to say they would make $400.
Oh, these things are crazy. Everything's so out of control now.
Yeah, they are. That's why I only buy new releases. Speaking of.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still staring at that thing.
Right, like, it's really hard. Like, I stared at that page for like a good half hour going, what happened? How did we get here?
Yeah. It's all Vinyl's fault.
Right.
It's the same, you know, and it's the same reason why, you know, up until like, I would say 6 months ago, you couldn't buy action figures for children. It's that same BS where you go into the toy section of Target and all of the Batman figures are like multiverse collectible, $19.99, multiple heads and multiple hand Batman. And I'm like, but that's not a Batman that my son can just take out of the package and, you know, smack on the ground six times because that's how he beats up the Joker. Like the Batman we had as children.
Right.
So it's all the same nonsense.
So, what are you saying?
I don't know. Adult collectors have basically ruined everything.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And it's not limited to video games. It's records. It's toys. It's everything.
Shall we do new releases now?
Yep.
I don't know. Is Wombat done complaining?
I think so.
Okay.
Old man yells at cloud, yes.
Right. Nintendo did put out a game. They have a lot of quantities of it as well. They didn't put it out. That's why there's plenty available, I guess. Ubisoft put out a game. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle, which I know both Cheapy and I picked up. Did you pick it up, Wombat?
You guys got it? No, I didn't get it.
You got that Switch, though, right?
I do. It's just somewhere around here.
Did your child leave your copy of the game on a shelf in a Kmart in the train station?
Oof. Yeah,
but we found it, like, and we made the train.
Oh wow!
Nice. He's like, did you? Like, we're like looking at some of the toys, and he turns to me, and goes, "So you have the copy of the game, right?" No. So yeah, he had put it on a shelf while looking at something else.
But there's a happy ending.
There's a happy ending. Nobody cried and nobody got yelled at too much.
Okay.
So the game. Played much of it? Yeah.
Yeah. We've been playing it.
Okay. I haven't played. I'm still like on the first level, still going through the tutorial. I was a little bit sleepy when I started playing it. And the beginning of the game it's a lot of cinematics and a lot of hand holding.
And not voice acting.
Not voice acting. That's for sure. And I think a little bit of it was I had played through the tutorial at E3 already.
Yep.
So I was ready to get into the meat of the game, and I had to play something else to keep me awake because I couldn't get to the tutorial quite yet. But I really like it, I think. But I haven't gotten to the point of the game where it lets me play it yet, really.
Yeah, you need a 9-year-old to play through all that crap for you. And then you just kick him out once he gets past it and take over.
I really wish there was just an option to say, yes, I've played a video game before. And I mean, it is really holding your hand early on.
Is it good though?
The game?
Yeah.
It's XCOM for kids. Okay. Basically. I know that if it didn't have Mario and buddies in the game,
and rabbits, I think the rabbits have merit.
You do? I find them annoying.
I think that's their merit.
I guess. I want to swap them out of my party as soon as possible.
I think their universe, occasionally the jokes hit in their universe.
All right. Maybe I'll find some in this game. As we play.
Do you like toilets? Do you find toilets funny?
Yeah, I did see a giant toilet and one of them doing something in the toilet. I forget. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The game is fun. It seems fun. Like, it's colorful. I don't know. If Mario wasn't in it, I think you could subtract 10 points from the Metacritic at least. But I don't know. Ty's enjoying it. I think he would also be happily playing Overwatch just as much. But I don't know. It's good that
they expand his horizons. This is good.
Sure.
This makes him think about stuff, right?
Yeah, so strategery.
It's kind of puzzly.
Yeah, it's XCOM.
Well, it's not quite to that level, though.
Except it's not as detailed.
Right. Like, XCOM, it doesn't have... Right. It doesn't have, like, kind of random chances. Like, you're either going to get 100%, or if the person's, like, standing semi-covered, then you're going to get 50%. And if they're fully covered, then you're going to get 0% hit.
Right. It's simplified, which is good because we're simple people.
Mm-hmm. Does it have any like in between game level stuff like XCOM does? Like spending points to get better weapon kind of thing?
Yeah, but not to the level that XCOM does. Where you've
not got, like building the base. Like which is cool. Yeah.
It made me want to play XCOM, to be honest.
Okay, then. No, you're saying a lot in few words.
You know, XCOM has like a new expansion coming out. XCOM 2, rather.
I still haven't played XCOM 2 yet.
The new expansion is supposed to be very good. I don't know if there's some sort of deal where if you can get it all at this point, but I don't know. So Mario and Rabbids seems fine. And it's good that the Switch is getting games, and I hope it sells a lot. But I think it relies a lot on Mario's cuteness. It's just, I don't know. There's not much. And there's a nice co-op mode, which is good.
I think the animations are really well done.
Nah, it's not that great. it's not that smooth. I feel like the guys don't seem like they're facing the right way sometimes.
Well, it's kind of the game style though, right?
But hey, whatever. It's the whole part of the package.
Sure.
It's fine. It's fine. What else we got this week?
Have you been playing any of Everybody's Golf?
Oh.
For PS4?
I have. I got my, what was it, $11 copy from Prime Day, which is pretty sweet. A pretty sweet solution. It's fun. I've been playing with Ty. I played the single player, which is, you know, it's a very simple golf game. You basically are just clicking on a meter because it aims everything for you, at least in the beginning. Very cartoony. It's got some PS4 Pro support. You can choose 4K, actually like 4K or 60 frames per second. It gives you a choice. It does look pretty good.
What'd you go with?
We go with 4K.
All right.
It's a golf game. I don't think there's a lot of movement going on. You know, it was very easy to make a character that looked just like Ty. So Ty was pretty into that, and you can make kids in the game. So, and actually the Ty's golfer, you know, in Mario and Rabbids, when Mario runs around, he puts his arms out like he's flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy and everybody, the kid in Everybody's Golf does the same thing. So that's very trendy, right? It's very popular right now. That flying
it's
animation.
Like the Naruto run,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
speaking of Naruto.
Yeah.
No.
The golf game
seems
pretty good.
There actually is a Naruto game coming out this week.
Yeah, it's an $80 game, too, according to this.
the Ultimate Ninja Storm Legacy.
I think I'm guessing that's all of those Ultimate Ninja Storm games in one convenient $80 package, but I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is I'm not spending $80 on it, so it doesn't matter.
I have been playing some Windjammers on PS4 and Vita. It's a cross-buy.
How is that? That's the Frisbee game, yes?
Yeah, that's the old Neo Geo game, and they've ported it over, but they've also added online play and spruced up some of the, menu graphics and everything. The The gameplay itself is still looks like a Neo Geo game. It is fantastic. Windjammers 100% holds up. Did you guys play this ever?
Nope.
No. I played Disc Jam, though. Disc Jam.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Disc Jam is inspired by Windjammers. So, yeah, it's two guys. There's one female character. But it's basically set up like a fighting game. And you are throwing a frisbee back and forth at each other, trying to score it in the goals behind the characters. And you dive around and you have special frisbee throws, and you throw it off the walls and it bounces around kind of like Pong. And there's different goals that are worth different amounts. Has an arcade mode and the online play. And so far I've gone through the arcade mode. I tried to play online, but it was, I think, before the game was really out, because they had sent over a code for it, and I think there was a patch after that. So I couldn't get a game going pre-patch, but I wonder if it's probably fixed now. I'm assuming it is.
But that's because the other guy who bought this game, he was sleeping.
It matched us up. It was me and another guy, but then either the game dropped him or he dropped out. I don't know. I didn't get to play. But it's a lot of fun.
Check it out.
Yeah. No, it's definitely worth checking out, especially if you've never played it. Also, I got my copy of Yakuza, I don't know, Kiwami?
Sure.
They came out with a Steelbook edition for $30. This is the remastered version of the original Yakuza, which I never completed to begin with, but they put it in a Steelbook, and I said, sure,
send it to me. $22
right.
The best.
Right, $22. Go ahead and send it to me.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you buy it or did they send it?
No, I bought it. Bought it. It was $22. It seemed they're good games. I just need to find time to play it. Let's see. There's so much that came out.
Madden.
Madden came out. I know it has that story mode that sounds kind of interesting. The long shot.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on Madden.
You could try it out on EA Access.
Ooh, that is an option.
Because I'm sure 6 hours is all you need.
What else?
I played a little bit of Last Day of June. It's a indie game for PS4. It seems like it could be depressing. I need to
that
play
title sounds depressing.
More of it. Sounds yeah, like
the title sounds like a YA novel.
It starts off and you're kind of these little wooden looking people. They don't have eyes. But you're playing as a dude and you're married, it seems like, to this. They don't really talk in English. They just make noises. But you can tell that you're very much in love with the wooden girl.
Someone has cancer in this game, right? Because it sounds like
seems like something's going to go wrong. I'm assuming the girl is June and the last day explains itself. But
I made barf.
Right. So I need to play some more of it. It definitely had an atmosphere about it. There was somebody knocking at the door. It didn't seem like I wanted to answer the door.
Is he gonna teach me about my own mental health while playing the game, kind of a thing?
Maybe. There's lots of pictures on the walls of other wooden people. And you can look at those.
Wombat won't cry, don't worry.
No, right. that won't happen, no.
Oh, there's pictures of the other characters, and there's another little, there's like a little kid character. There's like a grandpa character. And then there's this character with a shotgun. And I don't have a good feeling about that character. Something seems like it might go wrong with him. I don't know. I may be completely off base about what this game is.
No, he's fine. He's there to protect everybody.
Okay, good. He's a good guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm. Good guy with a gun. What else this week?
Yes. Oh, there's so much.
Absolver,
yes.
It's the fighting, martial arts fighting game, RPG game for PlayStation 4 and PC. I want to check that out. It's $30. It seemed interesting. Maybe I'll pick it up on PC.
I have the physical version on order, so.
Oh.
I have to wait for that.
Anything else?
So much else.
Oh, it's too many.
I know. It's too many. Like, at some point, like, the video game developers have to look at these release lists and go, maybe we shouldn't make a video game.
Right. How are we going to sell these?
You mean, so you're saying you're not picking up Rock of Ages 2?
Bigger and bolder. Get it? Bolder?
I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
It's a rock. It's a good name. It's a type of rock. It's a large rock.
I'm sure that game's perfectly fine.
I'm sure it's fine, too. I'm just, you know.
There's so many games. Pillars of Eternity, the complete edition. That sounds like something that's good.
Right.
Is that something that's good?
Probably. A lot of good stuff. All right. Is that good?
That seems fine.
That seems fine. I agree. You know what's better than fine? Harry's Razor Blades. Well, we've been talking about Harry's for a long time now. We love the quality of their blades, the closeness of the shave that you get. And Harry's is so confident that you're going to love these blades as well that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cadcast. You just pay the shipping. That's all. Harry's is all about a great shave at a great price. And in case you didn't know, Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were tired of paying high prices for quality razor blades. So they got their own factory in Germany and started making their own blades. That seems like a lot of effort to go through to save money on razor blades. But hey.
Worked out for them.
It did seem to work out well for them. And it worked out well for us. Because now we get great quality razor blades for half the price that you would pay in the store. Of course.
And you don't have to go to the store to get them either. Now, you can buy them in the store now, like they carry them at Target.
Target has them. I've seen them with my own eyes.
I like stuff that gets delivered to my house, though.
Because you don't have to carry it home.
Right. It's a big plus. That razor blades are heavy. And getting those delivered directly to my house saves me a lot of work.
Right. And it comes in a nice box. It feels like you're getting a little present. We'd like you to go to harrys.com/cadcast. And you'll get a trial shave set for free. When you sign up, just pay for shipping. We think you'll really enjoy the quality. And get that post-shave balm, too, if that's an option. I highly recommend the post-shave balm. Feels really nice after you shave yourself clean. Harrys.com/CADcast. Thank you, Harrys. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and other news and stuff. Boy, there's so much Overwatch news, Wombat. Why don't you go ahead and let us know what's going on?
The game still only has like 6 characters.
No, it has like over 20 characters.
And it's got 3 maps.
No, the news. I'm talking about the latest news.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to talk about Overwatch.
Are you saying that you're not up on the latest news? Are you stalling?
No, I've been playing Ark.
Oh, wait, you can't turn this around.
I've been playing Ark. That game is out of early access now, I believe, on both Steam and the Xbox One. I have it on the Xbox One because I don't have any kind of PC device.
Are you riding a dinosaur yet?
I have the ability to build saddles, but I have not actually saddled a dinosaur. I have killed a dinosaur, so that's something.
Well, how big was the dinosaur?
It was fairly large. I killed one fairly large dinosaur.
Not like a T-Rex.
Did you make a saddle
out of him afterwards?
I do have animal hide now, and I figured out how to build a fire and, more importantly, light a fire, which surprisingly took me way too long. I made shoes, which is, you know, I made
gotta
shoes.
Gotta have shoes.
That's a big deal. I actually enjoy this game. It's weird. I've played a handful of these survival open world games now. I played this. I played the Conan one. And this one, actually, I think I like the most. Maybe it is the setting. It is a good looking game, too. This one also, you can play single player offline if you feel like it. I did a little of both just to see what the differences are. When you play online in the open world where everybody is, you very quickly can see what other people have done, like build fortresses and have dinosaurs in like stables, giant dinosaurs with saddles on them.
Right.
And I was walking around wearing nothing but one pair of pants
nothing
that
but
I just
shoes.
Made, and a pickaxe. And I'm like, yeah.
Right.
I'm here too, guys. Right. Let's go crack some rocks open because that's all I can do.
Let's go catch some fish with some pancakes.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm catching fish and pancakes. And there are these guys. They're like, I'm sorry. I have to take my jet to the airport now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I suck.
that was real life. Lambert.
Yeah.
You're talking about Ark.
But no, it is. It's pretty cool. It is one of those games when you die, you lose everything. So, you know, make sure you put your stuff in a box.
Right, right.
Yeah, but everything that's on you is going to be gone. So you have to make your clothes again from the
scratch. So you're going to make two pairs of shoes.
Exactly. A pair of shoes in the box and a pair of shoes that you're wearing.
Right. You want to keep one mint in box and then the other to play with.
Exactly. Right. So, but it's decent. I you know, if you're into these games, I mean, there's a good chance you've already been playing it, but you know, I would recommend, you know, checking it out a little bit though. It's so far so good. I haven't had it very long yet though.
Xbox?
I have it. Yes. I don't think it's on PlayStation 4, so.
All right, cool.
I also did buy the Just Cause. Someone asked last week if I was going to pick up the Just Cause DLC, and I said no. It turns out I'm a liar because I bought it.
What was it?
It was the whole season pass was on sale for $10.
Mm.
And it's got three whole new story missions. It's just a lot more Just Cause. But it gives you the jetpack glider, which is really cool and probably the best thing in the game. And mechs. It adds mechs.
Oh. Does it add in the Reapers?
I don't think so.
Remember them?
Yeah, I do remember them, actually. It adds in Eden is the new bad guy group. And you go and you fly up to a big airship that looks like the helicarrier from Avengers, and you shoot a lot of bad guys on a helicarrier.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So that is actually really cool. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So a lot going on there. It's very cool. I'm glad I bought it. It was well worth the $10 that it was on sale for PSN. Also considering that the game was free with PS Plus. And it's only free for like three more days, people who haven't bought this yet. So, or, you know, gotten
downloaded it.
Yeah, you know. Downloaded it. So grab it, play it, Just Cause. It's a lot of fun. It's really good. Like, I don't want to think too much, but I really want to watch a lot of stuff blow up. We had some good laughs in my house playing it, you know, yesterday. I was playing the game and my wife was just on the couch because she was, you know, thumbing through her iPad. And Elliot was playing with his toys. And I was in a town and I had to steal the truck and get rid of the truck. So I stole the truck and I drove it off a cliff. And as I rode it off a cliff, I jumped out. But as I was doing that, a bad guy on a motorcycle ran up behind me. And I thought the last gun I used was my machine gun. So I pulled it out to go shoot the guy. Turns out the last thing I had pulled out was my rocket launcher. So I pushed the button a little too fast and I shot a rocket at the motorcycle guy and just blew myself and the motorcycle and the guy up, and we all flew everywhere, and everyone in my house was laughing at me. So it was,
wow,
it was pretty funny.
It's great, great entertainment at the Wombat household.
Yeah, exactly. I know you're all jealous.
I did check out. I did get the game.
Okay.
I think I have it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
I should. I don't know. It didn't grab me when I first got it. Anyway,
you should try it on your with the. I think it has pro settings. So.
Oh boy.
You could check.
What else we got here?
I finished Sonic Mania.
Nice.
Yep. That's a excellent Sonic game. I didn't get all of the emeralds, the Chaos Emeralds, but I'm fine with that.
Right. That, are you?
I'm not fine with that. I think you need to get them all. What's that about? How are you going to turn into Gold Sonic if you don't get all the Chaos Emeralds?
Well, I think that's what happens, right? I think there's an extra level that you turn into to Super Sonic. It's just not, I don't know. The bonus, well, you have to like chase down those UFOs, and it's not that exciting. You have to play through the levels, find the huge ring, chase down the UFOs. I think I got like half of that accomplished.
Wombat thinks that you need to do it, though.
That he did. Okay.
You don't want to disappoint.
I'm going to wait until Switch has achievements, because that's what I'm playing Sonic Mania on. And then
Switch Chivos.
Right.
Oh, I hear them coming. Listen. That was them.
It's going to be a very elegant solution.
Yeah. No.
Well, they're killing all the Miis. You heard that, right? The Miiverse is going away. Yep.
That's, you know, we really think that's a pretty sweet solution. We had this whole Mii universe set up, and we're just going to kill it. Bye. Sweet solution coming, guys. Everybody duck. I don't know. Yeah, what happened there?
Isn't that what Jack Kevorkian called it, the sweet solution?
No. I don't think so. Maybe. Yeah, what happened? Why did they kill that thing? I thought people liked the Miiverse.
Clearly they don't.
Cost money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They did have an event or a, I don't know, a, whatever the Nintendo calls those things, where they showed off...
Treehouse?
Treehouse, maybe?
Treehouse of Horrors.
Right. They showed off 20 indie games. Around 20 indie games, more than 20 indie games that are coming to Switch through the year 2018. Did you guys take a look at any of these? Any of these do anything for you?
I was out hiking all day, so I don't know.
Sure, likely excuse. I was doing the dishes.
I was at Garvey's Point. I signed the visitor's log. I have an alibi.
I can show you pictures of my dirty dishes.
Yes.
No, I haven't. We don't know about this ship.
Oh, okay. It's stuff.
No More Heroes. They're making another No More Heroes game?
Yep.
Wow. Suda has done it again. Got that money again.
Did you see the logo? It looks like the Stranger Things.
Yeah. Let me watch this.
Kentucky Route Zero? Route Zero? You played some of that, right, Chibi?
Yeah, I played that on PC.
The Super Meat Boy Forever, the sequel to Super Meat Boy, that's good.
Okay, that's some a big more deal.
Some more Shovel Knight. SteamWorld Dig 2. These are all games. And then we get into some more stuff that is not as familiar to me. But the indie games are coming. It seems like they're leaving Vita and coming to the greener pastures of Switch.
Yeah. I'm scrolling down through this list. Sure, good. Everybody loves indies except for Wombat.
I hate those bastards.
Yeah, those pretentious
indies. Well, 20 indies came to Wombat's Xbox One this year, right?
That's true. At least 20 minimum.
So many. It was raining indies.
It's raining indies.
You know something I have been playing too for PS4? I played some of that Uncharted Lost Legacy. Did you get that, Cheapy?
I did not.
What are you doing?
I wanted to get it, but I just finished Uncharted 4, and I figured it was too much Uncharted. I have all these other games that I haven't been playing.
It's really good.
I know it's good. I'm sure it's fantastic. I feel like I need to wait a little bit. I mean, I could have just buy it and have it sit on my shelf. I can't play it in front of Ty, so that's that's off the table there. I don't know. I want it. Trust me. I'm sure it looks amazing and is fun and all those good things.
Yeah, it's straight up is like after the first couple of areas, you get the Jeep like you did in Uncharted 4. And so that seems to be the majority of the game. It's just an open area. And
yeah.
There's like dungeons basically scattered around that area that you go and explore.
That sounds good.
The two characters, the banter is good.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise.
Right.
Yeah. It's fantastic so far. I like those games. The shooting is not annoying. They seem to have really fixed that after Uncharted 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not surprised. If I wasn't buried under so many games right now, I would be playing that. And maybe I will get it. Who knows?
I also, my copy of it came, since I pre-ordered it, came with the Jak and Daxter remaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing a good bit of that as well.
Uh-huh.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
We talked about it being a thing. I had not played it.
Oh, okay. So it's a full-on remaster. I think that was
full-on remaster. Okay. It looks very nice and clean for a remaster. It holds up pretty well. Did you remember that Daxter was a boy to begin with?
Wait.
Daxter's the little thing?
Yeah, the little weasel guy?
No.
Yeah. Very early in the game, he's just another guy like Jack.
Uh-huh.
Just Jack's friend. Then he accidentally gets pushed into some ooze and turns into this weasel thing, never to be a boy again.
That's kind of messed up. Shouldn't the game be about, like, making him a boy again?
That's what this game is about. It's like, part of it is, yes, we're gonna go transform you back into a boy again.
Oh, I mean, Jak is sort of like an alien boy, right?
He's of the humanoid species that are in these games.
Yeah, he's got big old ears, though.
Yeah, he's like an elf-type guy. But, I don't know. It holds up pretty well. It's an enjoyable, I'm just going to go collect a million of these eggs for a while type of game. But I don't know. I hope they remaster the other Jak and Daxters, because I probably didn't play as much of those as I did the original.
I think the only one I ever played was the one on the PSP.
Daxter?
Yeah.
The one where you're playing as
that, yeah, I think it's the only one I ever played.
Must have got it for free.
I think it came with mine.
Yep. While we're in Sony, at Asarabi 12 says, as of today, what has less hype, PS4 Pro or PSVR? Sony doesn't seem to want or need to push either. You're right. They don't want to. They don't want or need to push either. They're happy just selling the regular old normal PlayStation 4.
I think they sell plenty of pros. They're just in the case there together.
Yeah, I think PSVR is. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean PS4 Pro. They sell, I think, 1 out of 5 PlayStation 4 sold is a PS4 Pro. And PSVR, it's much less than that. It's like 1 out of 60 or something. So I don't know. Yeah, they don't need to push either. I don't know what's going on with PS4 Pro. They don't have to do much, really. It's good to be the king. While we're still on Sony and PS4, I've been playing a lot of Duck Game with Ty.
Okay.
Which just came out on PS4. I think it was out on PC before that. It's a couch co-op, not couch co-op, but you call this like a dorm. You're talking about like the dorm room games before?
Yeah, it's got a similar to Nidhogg type of thing going on.
Yeah, you can play 4 players locally. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we've spent a lot of time just blowing each other away. You control ducks, and there's different weapons strewn around the map, and it's all like pixel style graphics, and there's different kinds of guns, everything from like rocket launchers to like revolutionary style muskets, and each weapon, you know, some you don't have to reload, some you have to sit there and takes like a long time for the guy to reload it. It's pretty fun, I gotta say. If you like those types of games, like the what was the bow and arrow one?
Oh yeah, the, I remember that game.
Towerfall. Yeah. Towerfall. Mm-hmm. Games like that. This is a very, very fun and solid one of those dorm room.
It's got a single player too. I tried playing some of that, and it was kind of difficult. I might not have been playing it correctly.
Oh, I don't know. The single player? I didn't even know it had one.
No, it does. It
we believe you.
Yeah. I wasn't aware. It definitely, its selling point, I think, is this, like, you know, four players in the same room type situation. But you can play online as well. Anyway, we've been, with all the games, all the new games that we've had, we've still been playing Duck Game. So let's move on to Stupid PC Corner. Shipwreck turned me on to the magical $10 wireless headset that they're selling at Best Buy.
Yes, we all have one.
So he made me buy one of those.
Is it any good? It's just I haven't opened mine up yet.
Yeah, it actually is good.
Yeah, I like it. I've been using it with my PlayStation 4.
Yeah, these are the Corsair Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
The Void.
Void Yellow Jackets, right?
Special edition, motherfuckers.
They were listed at $130, I think, is what the MSRP was.
Yeah, and then it was...
Best Buy had them after coupon down to $10.
They're yellow. And they have lights in them. Not as many lights as I was hoping for, I have to say.
The amount of lights, I think, is adequate.
Wrong. Fake news. Needs more lights.
And I like they got a good amount of padding.
They're comfortable. They are comfortable. $10 was a good price for these. No, they sound good. I always, whenever I get a new pair of headphones that has a microphone in it, the first thing I do is I load up the same software that I'm talking into right now, Audacity, and just, you know, and check out the WAV file, check out the voice file, and listen to it. And this one actually sounded pretty good, a lot better than the last headset I got. And I wound up buying, because I had the Corsair headset and I was sort of in the market for a new keyboard. You know, I had that fancy light up keyboard. The keys kept breaking off of it. And they won't send me free keys anymore. They won't send anybody free keys anymore. I think there's a defect with the keyboard. And they're just, the keys are going to break off. So I decided to buy another light up keyboard. But now I bought a Corsair one. I'm invested in Corsair now. Because you can sync all the products together and have them light up.
You can sync your headset to the keyboard?
Well, so here's the thing. So, you know, you don't learn about the specifics of these things until you buy it all and set it up at home. You know, it's hard to find out, like, all the little minutiae of it all. So I bought the mouse pad that has the LED lights in it.
The Razer one or a different
one? No. So I saw the Razer one was on clearance at Target.
Mm-hmm.
But Best Buy had the Corsair one for $10 off.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'll get that. I'll get a new mouse, too, that lights up. And then I have all my shit. I got four things that light up, and they're all Corsair. And we're fucking good to go. I got rid of all that Steel Series stuff that was just all broken. Well, the mouse wasn't. I'd stopped using the mouse. But anyway, that's another story. So, yeah, the keyboard and the mouse pad light up in sync with one another. And I got to say, I got the K70 keyboard. It's aluminum. Like, the base of it is aluminum with light-up keys on it. The thing is pretty freaking sweet. And it looks pretty good. So, yeah, that's my stupid PC corner for you. Thanks for listening.
Sorry I fell asleep somewhere around.
Everything lights up. So, to answer your question, not enough lights on the headset.
All right, then. What else you got?
But did it sync? You didn't even tell. Did it sync with your keyboard?
No, the keyboard and the mouse pad will sync. It all runs as software that controls all this stuff.
Does the mouse pad also syncs up?
Yes. Hell yes. So the cool thing about the Corsair stuff, which is different than the SteelSeries, is that you can go online and download other people's profiles that they've made. Because you're not going to sit there and design probably some crazy light show on your keyboard. Unless you have a lot of free time on your hands and are going to like really learn how to do all this shit. But some people have done that, and you can just simply search through the database and click on them and download them. And that's a lot nicer than SteelSeries, which does not let you do that at all. But yeah, only the mouse pad and the keyboard seem to sync up perfectly. You'd have to, I think the mice and the headsets don't have that same system. But I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. And let's move on to the CAG bag, and then we can go to sleep. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Our CAG bag lights up now, too. It's in sync.
All right.
At Final Contra writes in and says, what drew Ship's attention to Lawbreakers? It's no secret that he doesn't care for multiplayer-only games, and this is multiplayer-only.
It was a limited-run game. They had it for limited run, and I was buying all their games. And I don't know. I like Cliffy B's multiplayer games. Those are some of the few ones that I've played.
He has to buy all the limited run stuff.
Yes, I do. I don't know. It's fun. I like to do it.
If limited run put out the $100 Nintendo cartridge, you would have bought it, right?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? That's a lie.
This whole repro cartridge thing, like it not being a new thing, but just like a reproduction of an old thing, doesn't quite hit all the same buttons for me.
Especially when you still have the old thing.
Right, exactly. Especially when I still have the real deal.
The gray case. You don't need no fancy red.
Right, in the gray case, you could buy it for less, much cheaper than that. But Lawbreakers, it's fun, too.
Yeah.
Are people playing it? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, people are playing it, like, and getting into games just fine. But it doesn't seem to have hit on, like, at least on the corners of the internet that I tend to be on.
It's no Overwatch. It just doesn't have that type
of... I played one of the new maps of Titanfall 2 yesterday.
Oh, yeah? You think it makes you cool or something?
And the Frontier Defense, the co-op, the online co-op. That was kind of cool.
Frontier?
Wait, didn't you get Lawbreakers as well?
I did. I just haven't gotten around to playing it yet.
Why? Oh, okay. Why would you get that?
I didn't.
They sent it to you?
No, they did not.
A CAG bought it on limited run and then gave Wombat, offered Wombat his digital copy of it.
Because he didn't need two, which makes sense.
I guess. You're never going to play that. That's not for you.
I might like it. You don't know that.
That's the opposite first person.
You give it to Cheapy. Cheapy, we could play that.
I thought he had
Highlight.
It.
No, he was playing my copy when I was signed in at his house.
I just log in a Shipwreck and play it when he's at work. That's all, and I ruin all your stats.
Aren't they going to flag my account for something? I don't know. How does
hopefully.
That work? Right, hopefully.
Somebody flag that in. How do we make this happen? How could he be playing Lawbreakers in New York and in Ohio?
Exactly,
within
please.
10 minutes of each other. Send the PlayStation police over there immediately.
Someone stole my wife's credit card information when we were away. She got a call from the bank. Did you just spend $100 at Papa John's?
Fuck yeah, I did, motherfucker.
In Fort Lauderdale.
Right. I am sitting on a mountain of garlic knots right now. I don't know.
You wouldn't believe it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, and I just ate the whole fucking thing, too. Send rescue.
I got a shit so bad.
So I guess your wife didn't say that when she asked.
No,
the phone.
She didn't. No.
No, I had that happen with me and Wendy's. Somebody bought like $40 worth of Wendy's.
It's so weird.
Anyway. They're testing.
Yeah.
Cag bag still going strong here. At Carlos Para asks, with all these retro consoles out now and coming out in the future, how often do you actually play old games? Do these types of things really like occupy our time, or do we just buy them because we like the idea?
I don't know. No.
I dabble. I like to dabble.
The idea of it, I think, is better than the actual experience. Like the idea that you have access to all these games and can play them easily is cool, but you may not spend the time to actually do that. Just like backwards compatibility. It's like comforting to have it, but you may not actually use it. And one last question, just so then I can erase this whole block here. At Campo63 asks, what kind of internet speeds providers do you guys have? About to move and want to know if Comcast data caps will be a problem for three gamers. That sounds like a problem. We don't have no stinking caps. I know that.
Yet.
I use Fios and I have 150 up and down.
Nice. It's good.
And no TV.
Yeah. See, I have TV, but I have 75 up and down.
Aha, you should trade in the TV for an extra 75.
Eh.
It's good. It's worth it.
I'm sure.
I recommend Fios. I haven't had any problems with Fios, if you get to choose.
I have Cincinnati Bell. If you live in Cincinnati, I recommend it.
What do you have, Speed? Pull out your e-penis.
I have 150 down and I want to say like 50 up.
Yes. I win.
You're the best, GP.
Yay, you admit it.
Yep.
All right. That's it, everybody. Let's thank you all for listening. Remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Shout out to Thorbon, who's going to PAX right now and doing his trademarked panel discussion. You can follow him at Video Game Deals, like I said. And
I hope he gets us some of those Transformers drop mix cards.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have that happen. Did you see that? It was the Transformers theme song for drop mix.
Yeah, I like this drop mix idea. I would like to buy that or have it sent to me for review. One way or another, I would like to have drop mix. What else was I going to remind you to do? Oh, go to harrys.com/cagcast to get your trial set for free when you sign up. Just pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm. Review us on iTunes. We have over 200.
We do have over 200 reviews on iTunes. That is true. I think we have like 1,400.
I'm just reading what's on this script.
I'm a little behind on updating the script.
Dig us.
Dig us, dig.com/podcasts. And what else did we used to like to ask people to do for us? I think that they're pretty busy. Just stick with the
people. Don't have as much time as they used to.
Yeah, they don't in this busy modern age of YouTube videos.
Wombat likes it when people comment on the show.
Yeah, go to the show thread on the forums. Go right to the front page of CAG and you can see exactly where to comment on the CAGcast. It makes Wombat helps pass the time for Wombat while he's at work. Makes him feel like he's accomplishing things.
I like to accomplish things.
Sure. Good. All right. Now let's accomplish sleeping. Thank you for listening, everybody. I think we'll see you next week. I have Osaka grandma's coming into town to stay with us.
Oh, we'll have her on the show.
She sleeps. Exactly. She goes to sleep probably by 9.
Yeah, but right.
Right by his computer.
She sleeps right by my computer.
So?
So well, I have to see what our advertising schedule looks like. See how how smart I was in booking the ads and scheduling the ads, rather. But we'll see. No promises. We'll see you at some point. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
Hello, I'm Corvel Cookie Puss, VP, the celestial person. The new Corvel ice cream cake made fresh daily at your participating Corvel ice cream store. Now, for St. Patrick's Day, I'd like to introduce my friend, Cookie O Puss.
My name is Cookie O Puss, the fresh Corvel ice cream cake. You can also be sending either of us to a friend by calling his toll-free number, and we honor most major credit cards, too. Thanks and a grand day to you now.